Okay, Rabosai, let's get started. We are up to Gittin Daf Tzadi, the last daf here in Meseches Gittin, Baruch Hashem, another Mesechta we have learned together, and we are now finishing it up, last daf, Baruch Hashem, before the next time when we start Meseches Kiddushin. So we are on Peites Amud Beis by the first wide line, Lo Matzo Davra Borgio. If you remember, we're talking about the rumors, the substantiated rumors that one hears, how much does one have to be choshish for them or not? So says the Gemara. Lamasa davra bor yirmahu. Remember the last point we made was Shmuel sent to Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba after a rumor was heard and the woman married someone else. He said, you know, make her to get divorced, but check it out. Check it out. So what happens if they checked it out and they didn't figure it out? The lo matzo davar al bur yomahu. What happens if they can't figure it out totally? So Amar Rav Huna megarish rishon v'nosei sheni. So then she has to get divorced from the first one. She has to accept a get from the first one where there was a call about v'nosei sheni, and then she would be able to marry the second one if he would want to. Ava megarish sheni v'nosei rishon lo, but he cannot be Megarish, she cannot be Megarish from Miskareshes from the second one and marry the first one. Why? My time, people might think that she was married to the first one and that she was married to the second one, and now she's going back to the first one. The Isra Machsu Grushaso, right, like we spoke about last time, an issue of Maris Ayin, so we're not going to allow that. Rav Shinana Bered Rav Idi Amar. No, you can even do the opposite. He could be Megarish, she could be Miskaresh in the second one and go back to the first one. We're not worried. Meimar Amri, because we'll assume Aini Rabbanan Bekidushe Tozavo will give people the we'll assume that people won't have Maris Ayin issues related to this. They'll realize that the first Kiddushin must not have been a good Kiddushin. It must have been Kiddushe Toz, and that is why it is not. It is not doesn't hold water, and therefore the second marriage is a good the first one wasn't a good marriage, and therefore she could go back. It's not a problem. Machzor grushaso. Yatzalah call mizeh mizema. What if there's a call about two men, not one more than the other? Amar Papa avzu megarish rishon v'nosei sheni. Papa says there too. The first one he should marry the first call that came out, and not the second one. Bottom Rashi. Av bezu megarish rishon v'lo yegarish sheni v'yisa rishon. Right, Rav Papa says, I'm not sure, but he should be megarish the rishon, and then marry the sheni, and not the opposite. Why? V'yavagav tekala ba'alma havu. Rashi continues, Nami hana kedushi sheni, chayshina d'lolem regirish rishon t'chila, v'kisho sheni v'ashav chozeres l'rishon. So there's a worry about machzor grushaso. Ameimar amar, back to the Gemara, mutaris l'shneim. No, if they're both in the same level of kol, then she's mutter to either of them. The Hilchasa Mutaris L'Shteim, and therefore the Halacha is, like a Meimar, Mutaris L'Shteim, we're not worried about what people would think. There are 2 days in Tosfos here on top. The Sipur, the story of Rabbeinu Tam. Maisa Balafnei Rabbeinu Tam, she yatzal get echad kol puzzle. There was a kol puzzle about a certain get, v'nasu get sheni v'pnei halaz. So Rabbeinu Tam was machbir and required them to give a second get, just in case. V'lo etzricha Rabbeinu Tam lahamten gimel chadashim. V'zman get sheni. But we know the 3 months of avchana that are required, the Gemara and Yavam, is to separate after a marriage, after an almanah, after a death or divorce, or after chalitza. So usually you need 3 months of avchana. Rabbeinu Tam did not require this here. Yeah, he required her to receive a get lachumra, but you don't have to restart the count. Why? Kivan shahar rishon haya kasher meikra. Then the first one was kasher. V'lo haya get sheni elam nechshasha de laz. There was laz. Some people were talking. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam made them give another get. But really, meikra. Then the first one was good, and therefore you don't have to wait 3 months. And his raya was from our Gemara. Devi raya mikan diamrin and hacha demutaris l'shneim. Here, either one of them, she can marry. Afagav de dami lemachzor grushaso mina erusin. Even though you might say she was married to one, not the other. Kivan she'ein kan ela kol ba'alma lo hechmira. Because the whole thing is a chumra, so we're not so machmir. And therefore, here too, in his case, because there was just a chashash laz about the get, but really, the maker did it was okay, so you wouldn't have to wait the 3 months. And he quotes the Ri, does not think Argamar is a raya. Doesn't say the Ri would argue, but it says Argamar is not a raya. The shani hacha davi kol mizeh mizeh. In Argamara, there's equal kolos for each one. So why would you say when she marries the second one, oh, she was married to this one and then met the other one, that she's coming back? Right? There's no reason to assume one over the other. It's not similar to Machzer Grushaso Min HaEiris, and if you know there was one first, or the case of Rabbeinu Tam, where there was a get. So either way, that is Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, or maybe no Machlokes, whether just the issue of, do you have to wait in a case of a get given just lechumra? So again, a lot of this what we're talking about is what we're going to think that people will say. Remember, we had one famous thought a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, in the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugi. Remember the Gemara Daf Nun Vav, where Zechariah ben Afkulis was also very nervous about what people were going to think. When they were trying to figure out what to do with Bar Kamsa, Zechariah ben Afkulis says, well, you can't kill him because people are going to think that if you bring a Balmum to the Mizbeach, Rechai Misa. And you can't be makrevi because people are going to think you can be makrevi like I'm Mizbeach. Right? So all of these worries, so there, that sounds like that's what people are going to think. Like using Rav Moshe's terms from yesterday, sounds more like a Maris Ayin issue than a Chshad issue. But we discussed then that maybe what he did was inappropriate, and in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, especially that we can't be machmir on Klal Yisrael's expense. Okay, so let's continue now with the last Mishnah here in Maseches Gittin. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, three opinions, very famous Mishnah. Lo Yigarish Adam Es Ishto Ela Imkein Matzavad Ve'erva. The reasons, the basis for divorce. It is fascinating that this is the last Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put this last and not first? Now, first he goes through all the halachas. All the halachas. Why doesn't he tell us why a man can divorce his wife before we get into all of the halachas? Interesting that he saves us to the last, as if he's trying to push it off. He's trying to push it off. I don't really want to talk about the basis for divorce. I don't want to. I'm pushing it all the way to the end of the Masechta. But here it is. So Beis Shammai says, a person cannot divorce his wife, should not divorce his wife, Ela im kein matzabad va'erva, unless there is an illicit issue happening here, and there's a reason, there's a very strong reason, matzabad va'erva. Right, there aren't edim here that she was mizaneh, because then there's not a question of lo yagarish, then there's a halacha, right, that he's not allowed to live together. But if it's not edus mamish, but there is an erva type of reason, so that's when he says he can divorce his wife, shenemar ki matzaba ervas davar. That is Beis Shammai's opinion. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. According to Beis Shammai, if every case of gerushin is because of an issue of znus, so then why do you need a separate pasuk in the Torah to aser a zona to a kohen? To aser a grusha to a kohen. Right? Every grusha is a zona. A chshash zona, and a kohen would be aser to her anyway. Asks the Pnei Yoshua. Al ein lahakshos. He says, first of all, akarchach airi shalo basra. Ti basra baskilahi. It must be there was no asra. Number one. Take back what I said before. Right, not that there were no edim, but there was no asra. That's what I meant to say. That the case is here where there is a real reason that he has to get divorced. But if there's asra, baskilhi. But then he says, ve'lahakshos lebei shamai, ha'dechsiv b'koin hedyot, grusha v'zona lo yikach, grusha lamali, ha'kal grusha zonahi. Right, every grusha is a zona. So, what do you need a separate pasuk to exclude grusha? Ela shaper itzrich, but we're going to see in the Gemara in a couple of lines, Bez Hashem, that if he did it anyway, let's say he divorced for a different reason, it is a gerushin, it works. So, therefore, what happened in that case? I avar, and she's not a zona, still a koi would be asked to her because a koi cannot marry a grusha. So again, I apologize. The first thing I said was about without the edim. We assume Pei Yeshua assumes the understanding of the Gemara is with edim, but just no hasra. And why we need a separate pasuk because of grusha. There are cases of grusha not zona if he did it. If you look in the last carbon nisanel in Gittin, on the bottom of the rush, the Karban Esalah does not quote the Bnei Yeshua, but maybe because he just doesn't think it's such a strong question. He says, Yes Makshin Hevel. Some ask a foolish question. Right? We might not have thought it was a foolish question. You got to come up with an answer. Im Kain, Amai Tsarech Litzavo, is this a Grusha Lakawain? Hala Beishama Eidim Agar Shalom Kain Matzavad Ve'erba. Typically Davalei Zona, says the Karban Esalah, Valesa, no. There are, so with Bnei Yeshua came up with a case where he did it anyway. The Karban Esalah says, no, there are other cases where he didn't do an Aveira, but he divorces his wife for other reasons. Many times in this Masechta, he's going out to war. He's going on a trip. He doesn't want his wife to be stuck doing Yibam. So, Demilo Askinon, Sha'adam Igarish Isto, Machmas Ahava, Shalotis Again, Kishu Holech Lebedidas Ayam, Okadeshalo Tipo Kame Yavam. Says the carbon is sana. There are cases that she won't be a zona, and still she will be a grusha. So that is all the shita of Beishamai. Man can't divorce his wife unless he finds a dvar erva. Ubeisilal omrim afilu hikdicha tafshilo. Even if literally she burns the food, hikdicha tafshilo. That's enough. Says Rashi, sarfa o al yidei or o bemelach. She puts in too much salt, or she burns it. Unbelievable. Shneimar ki matzei b'ravas davar. We'll have to get back to that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo matzah ba'acheres, na'imena, and even more extreme, even if he finds one that's more beautiful, shenemar v'haye imlo simsa chein be'ina, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, right, the most inclusive reason. A couple of points. Number one, a more detailed issue, and that is, we had earlier, back on Daf Ayin Tesla Mabez, if you remember, Tosva said that this machlokas Beishar Beisilel is l'shitasa, was really the basis for the earlier machlokas. Beishar Beisilel Daf Ayin Tesla about Get Yashan. Beishar Beisilel says a person could use a Get Yashan, meaning he wrote a Get to his wife, and then he had Yichud with his wife. So could he still use the Get, or are we nervous that they appeased each other and they are getting back together, the Chashash Kiddushin again? Beishamai says, no worry. Why? Beitosva says, because the whole reason that there's going to be a Gershon is because of Erva. So we're not worried they're going to get back together. Beis Hillel could be for more flexible reasons. Right? Ekdicha Tafshilo, and that's why there's more of a Chashash. Tosfos quotes that Adaf Ayintes from the Yerushalmi, Beishamai, and Beis Hillel. But the larger here issue is, you know, how can Beis Hillel say this? We know that the Hillel's personality, all the stories in Shabbos Lamed Aleph about Hillel, and this is Beis Hillel. This is what they would get from their Rebbe, Hikdichot Avshilo. What about the patience that Hillel talks about? There's so much about Hillel that we know. So, it's a little difficult to understand. So, one smaller point and then one larger point. And also Rabbi Akiva, we know the relationship he had with his wife. Also amazing stories that are told about Bas Kalba Savua and Rabbi Akiva. So 2 points. Number one is the Chassam Sofer has a diuk here in the Lashon of the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos. Maybe there's a different pshat of Hikdicha Tafshilo. Right? It burns the food. Rabbi Akiva, you have a tough time coming up with a different pshat. But what about the Hikdicha Tafshilo line in the Mishnah? So the Rambam says, let me just find the Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon is, he doesn't talk about it by the Shita of Beis Hillel, but at the end of the Mishnah, he quotes Rabbi Akiva. Umasha Amar Rabbi Akiva, Eina Halacha. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. She matza noa mimena yisa ena, velo yigare shezos. He shouldn't. Fihilo avra avera klal. And she didn't do any avera. Vimus kemas lamidosav. And she is agreeable to his attributes. What is the Rambam saying in the last two lines there? So it sounds like, Vilo avra avera klal, that's going keneged Beis Shammai. Meaning if she didn't avera, Vahimus kemas lamidosav, and she is agreeable to his midos. That sounds like it's going keneged Beis Hillel. That a woman, what is Beis Hillel's hikdicha tafshilo? Eina muskemes lamidosav. What does that mean? It means hikdicha tafshilo, the Chassam Sofer says, you find in other places, a Talmid that was makdiach tafshil of the Rebbe. It means they don't get along. That's what it means. Hikdicha tafshilo. Doesn't mean literally burn the food. Omilosh appears to Mishayis La Rambam. Mashmali, he says, different than Rashi. Rashi sounds like literally burns the food. But he says, Rotzeh she'ein midoseha v'tiv'a domel l'shabal. V'havi ki hikdicha tafshilo shabal. K'botamana maftiach tafshilo berebi. She'makalka midoseha v'diosa berebi. Ava v'shik she'ra. U'maskelas l'fi darko. Afalo l'fi darko. Meaning, Beis Hillel saying, if there's no shalom bayis, if they don't get along anymore, that's the Rambam's, according to the Chassam Sofer's, pshat of hikdicha tafshilo. So that's on that shita. But we have mentioned, I think earlier in the Masechta, the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov that gives us a whole new insight into this Mishnah of the reasons for divorce. And really, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you would not say this Mishnah is about the reasons for divorce. These Mishnah is telling you the reflections of a need for a divorce. Not that it is the reasons, what we might call in Lamdis, a siman and not a siba. As Rabbi Yaakov says in Parshas Kiseitze, "Tumadua tatra Torah leish legareses ishto achvarach meshulatichat avshilo." How is that possible? V'chimi chata zushitehemugureshes. Omnam Niresha Khan Yarda Torah Lavaras Blodamawin Yinisuin. Just the opposite. The Torah is getting into us what is the message of a marriage. So Hainu Shalakal Adam Sorak Lakshova Lishto, Shia Yoser Chachama, Vayoser Noe, Vayoser Tova, Mishar Nashim Sheba Olam. What's a marriage about? A man should think. We should all think that our wives are the most unbelievable, the most beautiful, the most smart, the best one for me in the whole world. And she has to think about that in her mind about her husband, right? The Rambam's beautiful lashon that we have quoted in the past that the men and women should view each other as kings and queens. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Ishus Perek Tezvav, Tzivu Chachamim. We should read this on the last day of Maseches Gittin. Tzivu Chachamim ala isha shetei tsnua b'soch pesa v'lo tar b'schovah kalas rosh b'fnei baila v'chulu. The last two halachas. V'chei tzivu chachamim. She adam mechabed es ishto yoser migufo. V'yova kagufo. V'mish lo mamon harbe betovasa kafi mamon. Right, give her, buy her things. And be mechabed her. V'lo yatal ala emi yaseira. Not to instill too much fear and awe. That was back from the first parak here in Gittin. V'yei dibur arima benachas. V'lo yatse v'lo rogis. Softly, calmly. That's the husband to the wife. And then the opposite. V'chei tzivu chachamim ala isha. Shete mechabedes es baila biyoser midai. V'yelo ala mora. V'te'aseh kol ma'aseha al piv. Always, what does he want? V'yeh be'ineha kamo sar o melech. He should be in her eyes like a king or a prince. Mahaleches b'tavas libo u'marcheches kol sheyisna. V'zehu derech benos Yisrael u'bnei Yisrael ha'kedoshim v'ha'tahori b'zivugam. These are the b'nei and benos Yisrael, the kedoshim u'b'drachem elu yeshuva noem mishubach. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's the ultimate relationship. That's a marriage. And therefore, what is this Mishnah saying? If a man starts having divorce thoughts because she burned supper, if he sees somebody beautiful on the street, and all of a sudden he thinks like, oh, maybe I should divorce my wife and marry, that's not a reason. That's a red flag. That's a siman that it's going to lead to gerushin. That's a siman. If you feel that way, then there's trouble. If it's possible that you find somebody that's more beautiful and there's an attraction to that person, and there's a real havamina about being connected to that person, nimsa, besides the fact that a person's hierarchy of values might be messed up, but sheshuv hu eino machashiv ez ishto lohachi na'a, v'imkeit zeu siman shein zivugam olo yafe, v'chedo benin ektichat avshilo, hino zea klal shein adam roachova la'atzmo. And therefore, if somebody feels that way and gets angry, that's a problem. Imu margish is a taina b'mashi yekticha tafshilo zeu siman shehu eno margish as a ichud b'neim karoi. That means you got a lot to work on. Veizivugam ala yafe v'lochein yachulu lagarsha. It's possible that it's going to lead to it. Nimsa shaftocha zatafshal eno sibas hagerishin ela mashi margish zel tfia aleha zeu sibas hagerishin. And then he quotes. Right, it's a challenge. It's life's work to be so connected to each other. How is it possible? How is it possible that two people that are so different, that have different personalities, could come together and be one? That's against nature. And that's the pshat of the Gemara back in Sota Daf Beis. There's nothing difficult, mitzad Hashem. It just means in Teva, to be Mishana the Teva. He says, just like Hashem was Mishana the Teva by Kriyas Yamsuf, he's Mishana the Teva every time two people come together for eternity. Kshitzorach Lishano says a Teva is a Chariga Miderech HaChachma, and therefore says Rabbi Yaakov, that is what we have to work on. And that's why Hashem makes it a little easier for us. That's why 40 days before the baby is created, machrizin bas ploni laploni, because there's already a natural netiyah, but the goal is to come together. The goal is, as the Ramban writes in Parshas Breishis, v'hayu l'basar echad, that we must be connected, not only, as Rashi says there, through the child, through the vlad, but on a spiritual level, on a social level, on a psychological level, on all the different levels. That's basar echad, something that the animals don't have. And says Rabbi Yaakov, these are red flags in our Mishnah, and that just means we have to work harder on our shalom bayis. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanya, Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. V'halok Kfar Nemar Davar. Beis Hillel says, It could even be something other than erva. It says ervas davar. So davar includes other reasons. Amru lehem beishamai v'alok far nemer ervas. But it says the word ervas. Amru lehem beishilel im nomer eves lo nemer davar. If it only said erva, hayisi omer mishom erva teitze. Mishom davar lo teitze. Beishilel says, if you only had a word, the word erva, you'd be right. Could only divorce your wife for an ervas davar, but not for any other reason. Lakach namar davar. That's why it says the word davar. V'ilu namar davar v'lo namar ervas. And if it said davar and not ervas, hayisi omer, mishum davar tinase la'acher. I would have thought mishum davar, he could divorce her and she could get married to another man. O mishum erva, lo tinase la'acher. But if it's mishum erva, she can't marry anybody else forever. That's why no, even ervas, usher to one man does not mean usher to all men. So that's why Beis Hillel says, it has to say both words. According to Beis Shammai, the word ervas is focused on. So what does he do with the word davar? Namar kan davar, namal halam davar, he uses it for the gzeirah shava of davar davar, al pishnei edim, al pishlosha edim, yakum davar. Ma'ala halon bishnei edim, afkan bishnei edim. Just like over there, you need two edim for anything, so do here. With two edim, right, this is where I misspoke before about the Mishnah. It sounds like Beis Shammai holds that you need two edim in order to create an Isra Labayla, and in that way, that's the basis for divorce. Ubeis Hillel, Miksiv Erva Bidavar, which would sound like it's telling me, right, to be Malamed on the Edus. Ubeis Shammai, Miksiv O Erva O Davar. Does it say either or? Ubeis Hillel, Lahachik Siv Ervas Davar. Demashmachi, Mashmachi. Yeah, that's how Beis Hillel would understand the pasuk. It's an either or. There are two Yerushalmis in the beginning of our Mishnah. The Rashba on our Mishnah quotes both Yerushalmis. Yerushalmis try to discuss this machlok of Beis Hillel. First Yerushalmi quotes is Akasha Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says here only a man only divorces his wife for a dvar erva. So asks the Yerushalmi on Beis Shammai. So how could the Torah have a pasuk? Just like with the Pnei Yeshua asks, why is there a pasuk of Grusha? But the Yerushalmi asks a different question. Why does the Torah have to come and say that if somebody divorces his wife, and then she marries somebody in between, and then gets divorced, or this almana from him, then she can't go back to her first husband, machzer Grusha, so Mishinese says aser, according to Beis Shammai, she can't go back anyway, because the original divorce was because of a Dvar Erva, so that Dvar Erva didn't change. So what do you need a pasuk for? That's one kasha that the Yerushalmi has on Beis Shammai. So, and the Yerushalmi answers, it must be, what if Avad Vegirsha? What if she married him again? Against Halacha, so then she would have to get divorced from him. Asura Lachzer Lo, it can't work, number one. Number two, the Yerushalmi has another parallel machlokas. Yerushalmi quotes a machlokas about Nida. V'hadava b'nida sava azav et zovo. Nida. Zekeinim harishonim al yomrim. What should a woman do? What should her behavior be during Shas Nida? Zekeinim harishonim al yomrim. Tehe b'nida sa. Lotichol v'lotifkos achatava b'mayim. She shouldn't look beautiful. She shouldn't put on makeup. She shouldn't, because then maybe it'll be more challenging for her husband. She shouldn't look so beautiful. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's what the Zakinim HaRishonim say. Amar Lahem Rabbi Akiva, Misham Raya. Rabbi Akiva says, that's a Raya. That's what she should do. Im Omer Atkein, if you say that, Afi Mevias Atzma Lidei Karus, V'hu Nosein Eina Balagarsha. She's going to look ugly and disgusting, and then the husband's going to have thoughts. Right? No, you can't do that. And the Rishalmi says, this machlokes, Zakenim Rishonim and Rabbi Akiva, is our machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Zakenim are Rishonim who say you can only divorce your wife based on Ervas Dover Holei Beis Shammai. So don't worry that she doesn't look so nice, you know, for a week or two. For Rabbi Akiva, holds like Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva and over there who says you have to be nervous, holds like Beis Hillel, who says that you can divorce your wife for other reasons. The Rashba just asks, Tzarech Iyad, he doesn't answer it, why doesn't the Gemara there say, Rabbi Akiva over there is like Rabbi Akiva here. You don't have to link it to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva is like Rabbi Akiva. It's the same Mishnah, same Shita. Okay, but either way, that's the linkage in the Yerushalmi. There are cases in the literature regarding this issue of needing two edim, right? We know a woman needs two, there are two edim for a woman to be asura labayla. She needs two witnesses, unless she knows herself. If a woman knows herself that she's asura labayla, she was mezaneh beretzona, so then she doesn't need two witnesses. She's asura labayla. There is a case of the Noda Biyehuda. We had Noda Biyehuda yesterday, so two in a row. Noda Biyehuda, we've discussed this Shabbat Shuvah time. Noda Biyehuda has a tragic, but an amazing Shuvah in Simen Lamed Hey, in Arachayim Kama, where he discusses there was a case of a man who came to the Noda Biyehuda, who was, who wanted to become a Baal Shuvah. He was Nichshal Be'eshes Ish Kama Shanim. For 3 years, he had an affair, he had an Eshes Ish Shezinsa, 3 years. And eventually, he became this woman's son-in-law. And now, he is a son-in-law. Now, he comes to the Noda Biyehuda. Should I tell my father-in-law that he is Asura Labayla? Because I was Masana with this woman for so many years. So, the first half of the tshuva goes through. Does the father-in-law, does he have a chiyuv to tell the father-in-law? Does the father-in-law have to trust him? Or can he trust him? There are no edim here. As our Gemara says, Afishne edim. There are no edim here. So maybe he doesn't have to trust him. In Adam Esmasma Russia, he quotes this whole discussion about if someone knows about a third party, would we do it? So he says, Pashad Adavar, he thinks that the husband has to tell. Shachayev lahagid labala isha lahodio sheishto zinsa sheyifrosh bimena. Ella, so he has a chiev to tell him. But now the question is, does he have a chiev to believe him? Ella shata ikil esvuke b'mashin estabi gamalaso. Maybe there's no reason for him to have to tell him. So, says the, that's number one. Number two, and then the second half of the tshuva, and this is what we've discussed in past years, how do I do tshuva? He has to know Biyuda. So how do I do tshuva for this terrible thing that I've done? And he writes that he's very weak. Lo yisbo koshi atanesim. I'm not a good faster. V'sigufim. Kam hizker niflos. Me'as madas limudo yom alayla. I'm a great learner. I can learn every second. Veino sach sicha b'teila klal. Veino shochei b'lalav mita klal. Hinei, says the Noda Biyehuda. Hiksho lishol mimeni davar kasha she'eni ragil lahashiv lishol mimeni she'ela b'davar shlo'ucha limso shorish b'divri gemar v'poskim. You don't find in Shas anywhere how many fast days and how many this, how many that. That's not within halacha. Kilo matzino b'chala Talmud. Mispar ta'anios yomim charutzim v'ktsuvim l'kol chet v'ashma k'vichomer ha'avon. There's no list anywhere. Oh, this many fast days for this aveira and this for this aveira. Amnam hagbalas mispar ta'anesim lo nisparish lo b'kasov lo b'gemara. Raksha sifrei musar v'tshuva harichu bazeh v'rov divreim benuyim. And all those farim that list different ways of doing tshuva, of torturing oneself, says the Noda Biyehuda, they're all false anyway. Binuyim al svaros krasios, believe shorish, v'sefer echa nishan al chaveiro, believe yisod klau. Umatzina bazeh harbe chumris v'harbe kulos, v'lachin kasha alay lashib bazeh. I can't paskin based on this. V'hinei v'umatzin ubiyichud, acharei roi shabal tshuva atzmo utzurva mirabanan yisadu ulatzmo. You figure it out yourself. How much? But you're asking me, let me just tell you. Gadol avono minso. 3 years of Eishes Ish, he says, you could fast the years of Misushelach, and it won't be enough. He writes, Shabbat v'lo yaspigol oshnos Misushelach l'mispartanios b'tshuvas ha-mishkal, l'fi tshuvas ha-rokeach. And then he goes through, you know, the person just has to figure out a way himself. And that's the tshuva that discusses why there is no tshuva accepted for Misas Bezdin. Various reasons given. That's a sugya that we'll see if this time we'll mention more at the end. But now let us continue. Good. So the Gemara just quoted the Limudim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and now we move on. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Afilu matzah cheres. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you find somebody more beautiful, you can divorce, but my kamiflagi. What is the root issue? Machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, bidir Reish Lakish. The root issue is about Reish Lakish. Dama Reish Lakish, famous statement of Reish Lakish, ki mishamish bedala lishonos. Rashi quotes this a number of times in Chumash. The word ki in the Torah could be used in four ways. Ki mishamesh bedala lishonos. E, it could mean if. Dilma, maybe. Ella, but. Daha, because. Four. So therefore, and we'll get to the examples actually, let's look at it now. Rashi. This is a classic, unbelievable Rashi. We want a little musar about Rashi, about how great he was. you don't have to look far, but this Rashi proves it as well. Rashi, all over Tanakh, quoting examples of every time the word ki is used. Rashi explains, ki mishabesh arba lashonos, b'makam arba lashonos halalo nechtav ki batorah, b'makam im, b'makam pen, b'makam ela, b'makam asher. And then he gives examples of each one. Skip a couple of lines in Rashi. Ruban, most of the times when ki is written, b'makam ela. It's most of the time it's ela, listar davar ha'amur lamala, lomar eno kein, ela kein. Most of the time ki is used to tell me, but. Not what you think, but this. Kimo. And he quotes examples. Vayomer lo, ki tzachakt. When Sarah says to Hashem, or Hashem says to Sarah, no, but you left. Ki tzachakt. Eno kein ki tzarecha, ela tzachakt. Or Al Tikmo says Yadcha, don't close your hand before giving staka. Ki, but pasoch tiftachlo, ela pasoch tiftachlo. Right, most of the time it means but. It means the third one on Reish Lakish's list. And then a couple lines later, v'chein harbei b'makam pen. And there are very often cases in the Torah, says Rashi, that it means pen, which it means maybe. Meaning you don't have an obligation. This might happen. Ki tomar b'lvavcha. If you say right, like an if. If you possibly you say this and you're going to get scared, right? That's the im. That doesn't mean im tomar bilvavcha. That means it's not a question of that this is going to happen. It's possible that it might happen. First Y line in Rashi. Va'od mishamish b'lashon daha. Sometimes it means because tahainu asher. O mipnei klomar li tein tam li asher davar shel ma'alei menu. It's giving the reason. And the other one that we skipped also was E. So you find all of them. And then Rashi quotes on the fourth wide line, V'kulu mitargaminan lahu ari. Shaloshan ari ba'arami mishtamish kol lashonos ki be'ivri. You can't look at Unkelis to know what it means, because Unkelis might translate it the same way in all four times, because just like ki has four meanings, ari, Aleph Reish Yud has four meanings in Aramaic, and he quotes all the keys, Kivasus Paro, Kisirpa, all of them, Rashi at his best. Good, so now let's get back to what this has to do with us. So the Arpasik says, the Gemara quotes it, Beishamai Savri, Vahaya Imlo Simsa Chain Be'inav, Ki Matzah Be'erbaz Davar, what does that key mean? So Beishamai says, Daha Matzah Be'erbaz Davar, it means because. She doesn't find favor in his eyes because Erev Hasdavar. For Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva says it means ki matzav Erev Hasdavar, inami matzav Erev Hasdavar. Or if you find an Erev Hasdavar, he doesn't find favor in his eyes for any reason, or ki matzav Erev Hasdavar, right? Either one. Amalei Rav Papa Larava, lo matzah, lo erva, lo davar mahu. What about for stam a different reason? Not because of erva, not because of davar. Could a man divorce his wife? Does he have the power to divorce his wife for reasons other than listed in the Mishnah? So Amar Lei, so Rava answers, Midagali Rachmana Gabi Ones. By the mitzvah of Ones, right? After a man is Ma'anis, a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, right? Not mitzvahs that we want to be in the situation of doing, but the halacha is he has to pay her a knas, and also he has to marry her and never divorce her. Lo Yuchal L'shalcha Kol Yomav. He can never divorce his wife. Kol yamav ba'amod v'achzer koi. He can never divorce his wife. If he divorces his wife, he has to marry her again. Kol yamav, his whole life, ba'amod v'achzer koi. He's in the state of take her back. So the Gemara says, Hasamu degali rachmana. There the Torah revealed and said that you must take her back and you cannot divorce her. Aval hacha my da'avad avad, but here it's clear that if he did it, he did it. My da'avad avad. That sounds like a bidi'evad lashon, but it could very well be that he shouldn't do it. And that is already a discussion in the postgim. Is there an isser? What impression do you get from this Gemara? If a man divorces his wife, not for the right reason. See, he's a bad guy. But is it mamish an isser? So this is a discussion of the Mishnah L'Melech. If you want one source that sums it all up, the Mishnah L'Melech in Perek Yud. Halacha Chav Aleph, right here in Hilchas Gerushin, he quotes a number of Achronim which seem to say that it is not an Isser. Their main raya being, well, if it wasn't an Isser, so why did Rabbeinu Gershom have to come up with don't divorce your wife Balkarcha? It was Usser, right? It was Usser beforehand, right? It must not have been Usser. But the Delomatzinu B'Shum Makom Shei Musar HaAdam Shlola Garish Ishto Afilu Midrabanan. And he quotes that from Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Mishnah Melech himself is nota on the side of the other Achronim. Another number of other Achronim go the other way. He quotes, Devaratemahu lomar kein, Dadavar barur de'ika iser da'araisa. He quotes this from the Ran, he quotes from the Rashba. The Rashba in Simen Yud Ches. I don't know if we mentioned this yet. We might have mentioned it months ago. The Rashba discusses why there is no bracha by Gerushin. There's a bracha by Kiddushin. Gerushin is a mitzvah too. It's a situational mitzvah, which we'll talk about by Hashem soon again. But why isn't there a bracha? Says the Rashba, Delo tignu bracha al-aget mishum deyesh mixas gerushin shehein ba'avera. Kegon, delo matzah ba'ervas davar umagarsha. Rashba says it beferish. That's that long tshuva where he talks about why many mitzvahs don't get brachas. That's Simen Yud Ches. It's also in the Abu Draham. So the Rashba says, because some Gerushin are Bavera, meaning for the wrong reasons. And he also quotes the Rivash, that if your father, if a man's father says he has to divorce his wife, for other reasons other than the ones listed, Eino Chayim L'Kayim Mitzvahs Aviv Bazesh Ariyim Yomar Lo Avar Al Divrei Torah V'Chulu. So says the Mishnah Melech, he's obviously treating this like an Avera. Mikol Hani Ravasa Muchaf Tesir L'Diki Yisura Da'oraisa, that there is Yisura Da'oraisa involved. If the woman is Moda and Rotsa also the Aguda, it's quoted in the Ramah, then there's no Isser. Even if you say there is an Isser, so he assumes there is no Isser if the woman agrees to it. That's the Ramah in Kuf Yutas Sif Aleph. Lo Yigarish Ad Mishra Rishona Elam Kei Matzav Erevas Dover, says the Shulchan Aruch. Abba Balaf Achi Amrinan, we'll get to this at the Mizbeach Christ. V'dafka b'yimeyem, shayim agarshim balkarcha, says the Akuta. This only applies when you used to be able to divorce your wife balkarcha, that every case is a case where she does not express her ratzon, and therefore it's usser. Aval im megarsha midaita mutter. But if it's midaita, it's mutter, says the Ramah. The Chachas V'chokek says, even where she's moda, you know, try to work it out if you can. Always try to salvage the marriage if it's possible, say the Nosei Kalim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, bringing it home, last section. Amalev Masharshi Larava Imlibo Lagarsha Vihiyoshevis Tahtav Umisham Shaso Mahu. What if a man has a mind to divorce his wife and he's still living with her? Umisham Shaso. Machlokas Rishonim. What does Misham Shaso mean? Pashas means it means Tashmish, Bia. A man is not allowed to have Bia with his wife if he's thinking of divorcing her. What about other Tashmishim? So is that also included in Misham Shaso? Let's just read the Lashon first. Mahu, so Kari Alei. Rava said, we call about him the following pasuk in Mishle. Atacharosh al reacha ra'a, don't hide negative against your friend, v'hu yoshev levetach itach, and he thinks that he sits in security with you, like the wife, but if he has a mind to divorce her, he cannot. The Ravid says, this also applies even Shar Tashmishim. It's the last Ravid, the last page in the Rif, in Meseches Gittin, the Ravid says, Lo albiya ka'amar. Tahainu, that's a different gemara. Bnei grushas halev. Right, there are other gemaras that talk about not let it biya if you have in mind to divorce your wife. El al shimush acher. Imutu la shosa et slokade la shamsho v'amar lo asur. El amodiya osa. Vim tirtsa la sheves tachtav teshev. You have to let her know. If they say, okay, we'll try to work it out, we'll stay married, then fine. But if not, one cannot keep that in hiding from one's wife. Viter Tanya Hayir Bimeir Omer Kishem Shahad Deos B'Machol Kach Deos B'Nashim. Just like this difference of opinion in terms of foods, right? There's no machlokes. It can't be any machlokes about taste or other ritzonos. Kach Deos B'Nashim. So too, there are different Deos B'Nashim about, we'll see what this is a mashal for. Meaning, how much can a husband handle in terms of his wife's behaviors? That is what the Gemara is expressing here. You see Rashi, fourth to last line, Shadeos B'Machal, Deos B'Nei Adam Chalukos, B'Istinisos, Shamachal Amishteh. Yeshu istinis v'kotz b'machol machmas bias muad. Some people think that certain foods are disgusting. V'yeshenu istinis v'kotz. Some are more parv to them. V'yeshenu istinis v'kotz. And some love them. You know, certain foods bring out the best and the worst in people. Right? Some people love fish, some people hate fish. Right? Different foods. And some people don't care. So too here. Yesh b'cha adam shezvav nofel to koso v'zarko ve'eno shoseyu. Some people, giving an example, some people, a fly will go into your coast and you'll throw out the bug, but you still won't drink it. Ve'eno shoseyu. You won't drink it because there was a fly in here. V'zui midas papas ben Yehuda. Right, that's what Pappas did. He was very extreme. And what did he do? He used to lock his wife in the house. Didn't want her talking to anybody, doing anything. So he used to lock her in the house. And Rashi says that's terrible because it led to resentment and it led to her going out and being mazana. Right, if a man is too harsh, if the spouses are too harsh. So that's one extreme. V'yesh l'cha adam, and that's like spilling out the whole water. The whole wine. V'yesh l'cha adam shezvuv nofel to kiso v'zarko v'shoseyu. And other people will throw out the bug and then drink the wine. V'zui midas kol adam. And that's the average, seems to be the one that's appropriate. Shem edaber samachel krovel manicha. Like a woman who's involved in the world, but not doing anything inappropriate. V'yesh l'cha adam shezvuv nofel to tamcho yumotis av ochlo. And there are others that the bug falls in and the bug disintegrates and you know it's in there and you don't care and you drink it anyway. That's what the Marsha says. It can't be where you actually see the bug because that's usher to drink. Nobody's going to do that. But it became liquefied. And it's in here, and we won't mind. V'zui midas adam ra. That's adam ra. Shiroez ishto yotza. V'rosha parua. V'tava bashuk. I see my wife doing inappropriate, unsneas-like activities. Upruma mishtei tzadeha. Or going out with clothing, which is open on both sides. V'rochetzes imenei adam. And going into the beis hamerchatz with people. Says the Gemara. B'nei adam zalgataitach. Really? That's, now people wouldn't mind that. There are some people that would say that's okay. No. Ela b'makom shebnei adam rochsim. She goes into places, into the place where bnei adam are rochets. So in all of these cases, in this last one, zu mitzvah min ha-Torah l'garsha. That's a mitzvah. Shene'amar ki matzah ba'er v'azdavar v'gomer v'shilcha mebeiso. If a woman is acting in this inappropriate way, so then it is a basis for divorce. And, as we know, bizman hazeh, we can't divorce your wife b'karcha. And if the man is acting in an inappropriate way, the woman also might have certain recourse in a Beis Din to demand a divorce. This language of mitzvah and Torah Garsha, does that point to the issue that we discussed all the way at the beginning of the Masechta? How much is Gerishin a mitzvah? How much is it a matir? In the situation that one has to divorce their wife. So, is that just an if? How do you formulate that? So if you remember that Rashba, the Rashba that we just mentioned, writes, there's no bracha by Gerishin, because there are often times that it is ba'avera. Sounds like often it is, often it's not. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch Slashon, the Achronim or Medayik, he never says chiyuv. It's all situational. He says, shenitztavinu, kishen nirtze legarish neshosenu, legarish osan beksav. He never says that one is chayiv in certain situations. Like the our Gemara sounds like, mitzvah natura legarsha. Where he says, kishen nirtze, when he would want to, he has to do it this way. Like shchita, if you want to eat meat, so then you have to shecht. Rabbi Yosef Engel also makes this point. There is an interesting truth of the Shvus Yaakov. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes every Shvus Yaakov. That has to do with every Gemara. So the Shvus Yaakov writes, in Chela Gimel, Simin Tes, he discusses a case, if you have a Sefer Torah that was written on Klafim, that was prepared for, not for Sefer Torah, for Dvar Megunim, whatever it might be. So in that tshuva, see, he discusses whether the Sefer Torah is possible or not if you wrote it on that. But then he quotes in that tshuva, the Raman Evan Ezer, that you could write a get on something that was prepared on cloth that was mu'ubad for a Sefer Torah. That's what he quotes. Well, he says, how could you do that? Aren't you lowering it in Kedusha? So the Shvus Yaakov's Lashon is, Yesh Lomar, de get hanami mitzvah batorah, v'hu limud, mishamachi mutar lichtov. It's a mitzvah and it's learning. And that's why it's mutter to write. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. This is printed on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Earlier, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I don't agree on either point. It's a mitzvah, it's limud, neither. He says, mitzvah adarabah, rov gerishin, ain't a mitzvah. V'hu rak, this is his lashon, mitzvah mishpatis. What we would call a situational mitzvah. Tamagarish ishto kach mishpato. Shechtov gevi garshalo. V'ilav achinim gureshes. V'yafilu haya mitzvah kadi chashem morin mikdusha la mitzvah. And even if it would be called a mitzvah in the situational mitzvah, it's not that. It would be a mitzvah regarding, as compared to Sefer Torah. But either way, this is the issue of how much is it a mitzvah, how much is it a matir. A nafkamina might be, the Chashuki Yechemi discusses, if a man is in the middle of writing a get, and then an ani comes to the door, like the Prudder of Yosef case. Osek v'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. If somebody is involved in gittin, is that patur min ha-mitzvah if an ani is at the door? So that could be a nafkamina. How much do we look at it as a mitzvah, and how much not? Okay, continue. The pasuk says she goes in to be with a different man. Hakasiv karo acher. The Torah calls the second husband an acher. Lomar she'enze ben zuga l'rishon, because this person, the second husband, is not like the first man. Zehosi rishon mibeso. The first one was motzi his wife for certain reasons. V'zeichlas rishon l'toch beso. And this woman who had certain issues with her, whether it's znus or the like, the second one. This woman is married, and therefore the second husband is looked down upon. Zacha sheni, if the second one, if he merits, shilcha, he'll merit to send her away and be megari church. Nemar usne'aha isha acharon. The imlavit, if he doesn't merit, kovarto, then she's going to end up burying him. Shenemar okiyamus ha isha acharon. Kedai hu b'misa, shezehozi risha mi beso, v'zeichnes risha lotoch beso. Right, because of the behavior that he was involved in. Obviously, talking about a case where the first woman was divorced because of znus. Period. Kisanei shalach. What does the pasuk mean in Malachi? Rabbi Yehuda Omer im sanata shalach. If you don't like her, shalach. Rashi says like Rabbi Akiva, for whatever reason. Rabbi Yochanan Omer sanuya mishalach. No, the opposite. Sanei is, I hate. Not that if you hate, send her. The hated is the one that sends out. Right, that's what the Rashba quotes as Gemara when he says no bracha because the many are ba'avera. But the Gemara says below pligi habizug risha habizug sheni, depends. First marriage, so then it's sanui hamishaleach. Second marriage, you know, if it doesn't work out, im saneta shalach. Dom Rebbe Lazar kol magarish ishta rishona afilu mizbeach marad alav demos. If a man divorces his first wife, the mizbeach is morid demos, the mizbeach cries. Mizbeach cries. What does that mean, the mizbeach cries? Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the last piece here in Gittin, because Bnei Yisrael compared to a husband and a wife were married, and if we're married, then the mizbeach is there to be ma'arich our relationship. We achieve kapara through the mizbeach, and therefore, and we were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only nation. We're the first marriage, and therefore, if the person is begarish, that's breaking the relationship between a man and a woman, so that's like the mizbeach, which brings together the husband and wife, which is us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is a cause of the mizbeach to cry. It's going to the opposite of what the mahus of the mizbeach is. Shenamar, as the Gemara ends off, quoting the pasuk, v'zos sheinis tasu kasos dimas b'zach Hashem, cover the tears. Bechiv anaka me'ein od penos al mincha v'lakachas raso miyadchem. Right, the Malachi is giving a musar. Right, he's not accepting the mincha or taking it from you. V'amartem alma al ki Hashem heid beincha v'neishes nurecha asher atah bagadeta ba v'chavertecha v'neishes brisecha. Right, so Hashem, you have to be loyal to me. If you're not loyal to me, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in your marriage. And that's the mizbeach is Bartolov the most. The mizbeach is meant to be, again, ma'arich, the life of a relationship, and the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and here it is breaking. And as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every house, right? The Gemara in Sota, Ish ve'Isha, the Yud and Ish and the Hey and Isha, when there's Shalom Bayis, so then there is a wonderful connection. But if not, not. And ultimately, just to end off with the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah, it's a Pirkei Avos, on Aseh Lecha Chaver, Kenei Lecha Chaver. So remember, the Rambam talks about the three different levels of relationships. He has the lowest level is just a functional, I need you to, you're a partner of mine and financial partner, and we get along because we have the common need for each other. The higher level is a chever litoeles, and we need each other, but there's more. We're a best friend. we're connected. I take importance in your life, and I think about your life, and another higher level. But the third level of a friend, again, not reading it right now, third level of a friend is where chever ledvar nala. We're connected, not because directly to each other, but because of a common goal and common values, and the vision to build something together. That's a marriage, that the Rambam says is a Rebbe and a Talmud, and that ultimately is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That we have an ultimate goal to create the Mamlechas Kodim V'Goy Kodosh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, to be Makadi Shem Shemayim, and that's where the Mizbeach, the symbol of the Beis HaMikdash, the symbol of the goals of everything, right? The Vasuli Mikdash Shachanti Besochan, the call of life is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashrat HaShchina, presence there in the entire world, radiating out from Tzion, Ki Mitzion Teisei Torah, and therefore when there's a gerush, when there's a break of that chavrus that we have in a marriage, that also is a reflection and a break of the less Hashrat HaShchina in the world, and that is affected, and a siman of that, or a mushal of that, is the Mizbeach as well. We shall be zochet to great marriages, and binyan beis hamikdash as well. Hadolam magarish, and again, Beth Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the marriage, with Meseches Kiddushin, as we start off the last Mesechta in Seder Nashim, as we head towards, continue the march, the middle of Meseches Kiddushin, I think, is the halfway point in Shas, Beth Hashem, as we continue our march, Baruch Hashem, through Daf Yomi.